Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're invited. Join Bloomies in the Mosaic District for an art stroll on Saturday, June 18th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and shop one-of-a-kind art by local artists. Pop by with your family and friends to also enjoy Bites by Colada Shop. And watch Chalk Riot in action as they paint the sidewalk murals in front of our store. Plus, get store-wide savings during our Buy More, Save More event. See you there.
Is that what you're plugging in now?
I'm plugging in, wait for it, my boom tube!
Yvette and Glenn!
Podcast 58, everybody!
Yay!
Another week, another show. Wowzers.
I know. What have you got for? I'm straight to it. What have you got to us via the crisp?
You remember, don't you?
I know. I'm very intrigued.
Please tell me you haven't bought more orange bloody fingers.
No, I haven't got any orange giant what's-its. I have got something. This is a proof that advertising clearly works. I found something that looks like it's terribly, terribly tasty. And it's Tyrrell's. Hand-cooked English crisps, sweet chilli and red pepper flavour.
Oh, they're very nice. I've had them before.
Have you?
They're very, very nice.
Okay,
indeed.
Would you like to do the honours and officially declare the podcast open?
I now declare the podcast open!
Oh, nice. Oh, have a sweet chilli and red pepper crisp. Anybody else like to have one of those? Ladies, as you can hear, the mothers are here, chuntering away in the background.
As usual. Now, we might be hearing from Mary.
Oh, why?
In a little bit, because she... Now, I've discovered this new thing. Thank you, Carl. Called Facebook Marketplace. And I know it's been going for a while, but you can shop on Facebook for all manner of secondhand goods.
Oh, yes, you can.
This is great. So, Carl, who has been fantastic over the last few weeks, has actually been... you've been putting a sealant, haven't you, on the bottom of our... On the bottom of my bottom. On the bottom of the...
is that what the Barbie doll look
that's
is?
That's what it is. basement that we're transforming into another room.
Oh, yeah.
And we found this chaise lounge on the Facebook Marketplace.
Now, how much was it, if you don't mind me asking? A couple of quid?
50 quid.
Wow. Bargain.
50 quid.
Nothing.
No.
So Mary...
For what it is.
...is going out... to have a look at it for us in this lady's house. And she's going to FaceTime us from this lady's house. So we'll see what it's like.
Excellent.
And we'll all of us make up our minds whether we want to purchase it or not.
What colour is it? And will
it's
it match your decor?
Yes, it's a cream. Very, very basic. Goes with everything.
Will it match the lamp that you use, half inch from Rhythm Castle?
I'm not sure about that. I was given that lamp.
I know.
I was given that lamp. I'm not sure about it anymore. I like it.
It's a great lamp.
It's a great lamp. It's just got to be in the right... Because it's got a yellow shade. And yellow is a bit of a tricky colour, isn't it? Look, Carl's shaking his head.
Mm.
Do you know what? As soon as Yvette said, "Oh, I like that." And the manager there said, "Well, you can have it."
He did.
I thought, oh, fuck.
How am I going to get that in the car?
We're going to wrestle that all the way home. We're going to take it home. It's going to take up some space before it ends up outside, filling up more space of stuff that we just have no space for.
Mm.
haven't seen it there, is it?
It's very nice. Mm. Just got to find the right place for it.
Yeah, what about your house, Mark?
A big lamp. No problem at all. Eh? Is it a big lamp?
Mm, it's a big lamp,
standard
yeah.
lamp, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You're liking those, aren't you, Mark?
They're nice, little car. That's quite a place, but it's for Joan and Al.
Joan? Who the hell's Joan?
Jean.
Yeah, I don't mind Jean, yeah. So
like, you like Jean?
I always wanted to be a Jean. Because I had some cousins called Jean, yeah, and I wanted to be a Jean.
Yeah, we
and
saw
I
you.
The one born Agnes.
I wanted to be my sister's name.
Lorna.
Yeah, I did.
No, you don't want Lorna.
No.
Lorna Doone.
Lorna Doone.
What's
his
name?
What name would you rather be than Glenith?
Well, I
when Shirley. You, that's a good
Shirley. Day, no. I had because you get confirmed when you're younger and you pick a name for yourself, don't you?
No.
You do confirmation name? Have you heard of that?
Is that a Catholic thing?
Yeah. Yeah. So
you know, not all the world's Catholic.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody wants to tell the Pope. Yeah. Nicholas.
Nicholas.
Yeah.
As in Saint Nicholas.
Is that your confirmation name?
Yeah.
Huh? Your
yeah.
Name?
Thanks for remembering.
I can't remember that.
Yeah. So I could technically go around calling myself Nicholas if I wanted to.
So why do you have two names? That. I don't get that.
So you can pick your own name. As a, how old are you when you do?
You're about 13 or 14.
No, you're about 12. Yeah.
No, you're not. You're in the middle of high school. About your third 12. Year of high school. So you're about 13, probably.
John,
have
you heard of this? Yeah. Definitely just.
So you can pick.
You got to choose for a reason why it's got to be a saint's name and you pick your name to affiliate
it's got
to a saint.
Saint's name.
Yeah, and why?
Let's not all talk at the same time.
Yes, good point. Thank you. So you pick a saint's name and somebody who you aspire to be like, you know, what the qualities are in that person and why they became a saint in the first place, and then you choose the name. So
what name would you have rather been, Elvis?
Well, no, because there already was one.
Yeah.
Funny enough, when I was... Because my brother's called Glenn, funny enough, and I'm called Carl, because my mum didn't want names that could be shortened.
Mm.
She just didn't like names shortened, but I love... So I know when I was sort of younger, I kind of wanted to be called Steve. Yeah.
Steve.
Yeah, I know that's...
a nice name, Steve.
Yeah, but you call your pile Steve, which kind of ruined it a bit. But
yeah, I suppose so.
You just like... Yeah, Steve... It's a bit kind of
people who've got shorter names get them lengthened, and people with longer names get them shortened by friends, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, true.
What about you?
Either Ava, I love Ava, or I quite like Betty, which mum calls me Betty. Nobody else calls me Betty. Mum calls me Betty, yeah. Carl just calls me a schlang.
So does that mean sometimes...
When you say Bethia, I worked with a girl, she was called Bethia.
Oh, Bethia.
And I always loved that name, and I wish I'd put Caroline.
I thought you were going to say it, and I wish I'd called Glenna.
I'm a sister, yeah.
Bethina, we'll have to call you that from now on.
Betty.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you'd like a finger.
I'd love a finger. Which one of these?
Now you'll notice, looking cool, Happy, I've got some ordinary fingers.
Oh, I thought they were the white ones.
Oh, sorry.
Couldn't get
the white ones for a while.
Do they just come out at Christmas?
No, because I did get some a couple of months ago, if you recall. I came in with some
white
ones.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
How come you managed to... I think you spend most of your time when you're not here in supermarkets.
It feels like that sometimes, trust me.
You just grab those.
That went in sideways.
I know.
Not caring about anyone else.
I know.
I got one, Carly.
Would you like one?
Go on.
It's better for you. Because it's not... Yvette's been quite selfish.
I know.
There we go.
I found that with rice crackers, he says. Probably the most uninteresting sentence I've said in ages.
Actually, it is.
Trust me, it's not.
Do you know, when we just before we came on air, we were talking about injuries, weren't we?
Oh, yeah, weird ways we've injured ourselves.
Weird ways we've injured ourselves. So,
I don't remember talking about that.
You were part of the conversation, Mother.
You basically started off with talking about a bit of wire in your knee.
So what is this wire in your knee?
Is this on now?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Can you swing that around for you?
Oh, yes. Yes, I had about a foot long
sorry?
Piece of wire.
A foot long?
Yeah, well, it's about that long, this piece of wire. And I just fell off the swing when I was swinging.
Was this last week?
was a child. Not when I was little.
What a swing last week.
Yeah.
And I fell off it, and I don't know how, but this long piece of wire went through my knee.
Wow.
And I still got the mark. Still a bit of wire there.
Is there really?
Yes, you can see it. It's blue. Or black. But it looks blue to me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it just made my stomach go really funny.
No, it's there. It's
just made me
stuck
go,
there.
Yeah. Looking at your mother, that's what we do.
They cut it off. And they couldn't get it out any further. It wouldn't come out, so they had to cut it off. So that was my injury as a child.
And how old were you when that happened?
I jumped out of a window, didn't I?
Oh, you did, with a bottle of lemonade.
Coca-Cola it was. And I jumped out of this open window and ripped my arm.
Wow.
I got a scar. I was only about five. Me and Puddy Miller. We'd been swimming. We were in Egypt at the time. And we were swimming and we wanted to come out because we were hot. And we wanted a Coca-Cola. And there was nobody there, like my mum or his mum or anybody, to say, can we have a Coke? And he said, we can go through that window.
As you do.
Yeah, you're only about whatever age, three, four, five. Yeah. And that's what we did. And we just got a thingy of Coke. And then somebody offered, he said, oi! And we just ran out, jumped out of the window. Ripped all me up.
Did he get hurt?
Well, I don't remember. I was only interested in myself.
You just left him to die.
Well...
Is it not the other way around? He cleared off with the Coke.
And it's me that, So those are my injuries that I can remember.
So we know your mother's a criminal breaking their entry.
Yeah.
Is it extradition between us and Egypt?
Yeah. What about you, Agnes? Agnes. Earth to Agnes.
She's so there, aren't she?
I'm just trying to think.
Oh, you think
I'm back.
I can see the steam coming out of her ears.
Yeah. I can remember going up to see my auntie Minnie. It lived a few doors around from where we lived in the old house. And the stairs outside would go, you know, wind round like that.
Spiral.
And, of course, the circus was in town. And I was so excited. I was going up these stairs towards my Auntie Minnie's. And I tripped on my lace. My dress has fallen out.
You keep dropping out.
I tripped on my lace.
Oh,
my
yeah.
shoe. And I split my chin open.
Oh, God.
And sometimes you can still see the wee mark at the bottom.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
How old were you?
About four or five.
Do you still remember it to this day?
Still
really clear?
It, yeah.
What about you, Glenn?
Oh,
well, probably the time I completely shattered my right ankle.
I thought you were going to say something else.
<'Cause> when tell my shat.
When I shat myself.
All no, over my right ankle.
Yeah. I've got all the... the metal's still in my right ankle to this day.
I think you've talked about this before,
Have you not prodded my rivets?
I remember the last time.
Yeah.
And I think I wanted to be sick.
Yeah. It made me go...
I think sometimes at the airports when they step up the security and they use the wands and everything, it'll set the alarms off. Not all the time. But yeah, I've got 2 plates and 9 pins in my right ankle.
Wow.
So I don't actually walk properly. Anyone with a keen eye will notice that.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll have to watch.
Because my right foot
is difficult because you rarely do anything properly.
Well, that's true. But my right foot doesn't flex up and down properly as the same as my left foot does now because of the way that the ankle's all been put back together.
Wasn't there a thing called that?
My left foot.
Yeah.
My right foot in this case. Yeah.
Did it ache?
Oh yeah, especially in the winter.
So can you tell when it's going to rain?
Do you know, I probably can. I've never given it much thought, but even now I'm aware that the metal is in my right ankle just by sitting here. Yeah,
if you start going, it's a high electrical charge going on and it's about to lightning.
It is weird in this, like, if anyone accidentally kicks me, if I've tried to play football in the past, I've always been shitted anyway, but anybody went in for a tackle, that bit, I'll be down for the game now because the pain comes from within the bone because of the bolts that go through.
Right,
through
okay, let's not talk about that anymore.
Yeah,
talking about ankles, I can remember my brother Alec, he was only a young lad and he was sat on the curb and a lorry came by that was tarmacking the road and it was coming down slowly and ran over his foot.
Oh my God.
How did he not get out of the way if it was going that slowly?
Mm-hmm. Ran over his foot.
Yeah, but why did he not go out of the way if he was only going...
A little lad, I don't know. Oh. Maybe he thinks he's going to miss me. You know, that's when kids did sit on the side.
Well, you should play balls on the side of the pavement, didn't
he? And he's still got the scars.
Still those glass balls we used to play when we were little.
Yeah, the...
Marbles?
Marbles. Oh. We called them glasses.
You called them what?
Glasses, because they were glass.
Oh, glasses.
Yeah. And they used to sit at the side of the pavement there.
Yeah, playing away.
Yeah, the water being drawn.
Carl does that now.
But sit at the pavement playing my ball.
You do.
When you go out in a thunderstorm, do you have to earth yourself?
I do wear rubber soles shoes an awful lot, I've noticed. Maybe I'm doing that subconsciously. No, I don't know. It's,
interesting.
It's titanium, I think, the metal in my feet.
I know after I had the knee done, when I go through the airport, I stopped because I had this.
Oh, you've got it, yeah.
I've never seen Agnes so lively.
I know, talking about injuries. That's women,
she
all
loves
women
it,
for you.
Don't she? Look at it, comes to life.
I love watching television, all these operations.
I can't bear it. Can't bear seeing people being open ups.
And the fascinating one, the people that have bumps on their head.
Pimple popper.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
Right, you two can just go and talk about that elsewhere. It's wrong, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's not nice.
I started to watch that one and I almost threw up everywhere.
Pimple popper, I don't like it.
I don't like it. What about
like
you,
it.
Yvette? Weird ways you've injured yourself?
Oh, blimey, so many. I've got a scar on my thumb. It's only small. But I think I must have been about four when we lived at Torquay Grove. And I remember there was some glass in the gutter, in the curb, in the gutter, and two boys had come up. They must have been only about six or seven. And for some bizarre reason, they started, you know, bullying me a little bit. So I picked up this piece of glass and put it to them. And I went, "You come near me, I'll stab you."
Took the girl out of Manchester.
I know. And anyway, and the glass went in and cut, and but you could see the bone.
Yeah.
And
wow.
And well, I've got the scar
you
to
just
prove
didn't
it.
Care.
But I didn't tell you.
She's
I didn't
comparing
tell
it to
you.
Her
I didn't
scar.
Tell you that I did. That I didn't tell you that I.
My 5-year-old daughter's been in a knife fight with block and glass.
See the bone. You could see the bone.
Yes, you could see
the
bone.
Did you take you to the infirmary?
Yes, I think you did. I had it stitched up. I had stitches in there. Well, that's the truth. I have got the scar to prove it, Mum. I'm not made it up.
Carl?
Well, mine was when I was 4 or 5 years old, and I was at primary school, at Fairlands Primary School, when it was run by Mrs. Gerard, who was the best headmistress in the world.
Yeah.
We know about her. You've told us
lovely.
About her.
Lovely. Just brilliant. But it was winter, and some of the trees had been cut earlier, and... But because the snow had laid on some of the trees, if you pulled down one of the branches and let it go and you stood in a specific place, snow would fall on your head. So three or four of us had had a go and it was my turn. And because I thought to myself, well, I mean, it took sort of 4 or 5 of us to pull the tree, the branch down. And I thought, well, since everyone else has had a go, I probably won't get much snow on my head, so I'll stand a bit closer. So they let the branch go, it hit me in the face. And that's why on my left-hand side of my face, I had 4 stitches. Wow. And I remember Mrs. Capstick took me there. Lovely Mrs. Capstick. And I remember just having these thoughts. My mum seeing me for the when it happened, because they put a plaster on it first.
Yeah.
You know, at school, our medical lady, a nurse at school, she went, "I'm going to put it in a northern accent because everything I do is a northern accent." She went, "Right, put this on and fuck off." So it wasn't like that, but because it was a great school. But I had this on, and I remember it was lunchtime, and there was a salad thing going on. And I remember looking down, I was eating some bits, and I remember looking down, and I just watched a salad leaf just filling up with blood as it was dripping out my face.
Oh, no.
And that's when they took me to the doctors, and I got stitched up. 4 stitches.
4 stitches.
Yeah, I can see the scar.
Yeah, and I've had that scar ever since.
How old were you then?
I was about 5.
You see, everyone was really young when they had their injuries, and when I had mine, I was 27.
See, there you're a lot older. Mum fell in a sewer pit.
What?
I think you told. Have you not told this story?
I've slept since then.
Puddy Miller.
Oh, yeah, that reprobate.
Yeah, and he pushed me in this sewer. I mean, my brother Ike's always called me the pit.
Hang on a minute. You were in Egypt. Are you sure it wasn't the Suez? You're not getting it wrong.
No, that's good. See, I know how clever that is, especially because of Egypt. That is very clever.
Very clever, that, Glenna.
Yeah. I have a moment.
Yeah. So there you go. We've all had injuries and we've all survived, and we're all still here with scars to talk.
Yeah, we are.
This one was the brick in your teeth.
Oh, I forgot about that.
You're breaking your face.
So you must have been concussed at the time.
I was concussed, yeah. No, I've told that story.
Yeah,
I'm sure on the podcast.
Yeah, that was outrageous, that was.
Yeah, yeah.
Crikey. Hey, so how was your day?
Oh my gosh, we've been talking, haven't we, all this time?
How was your day?
How was my day? Fat, I've just been doing washing. Washing Ooh. And washing.
We know Twankie's laundry.
And do you know
basically,
what
she's been watching somebody else do her washing.
I'm joking.
Do my washing myself, let me tell everybody at home. And I take pride in it.
Oh.
And I quite enjoy it. Because the thing I'm getting at the moment is...
But the machine does it though, doesn't it?
Yes, of course. No, I do everything on the wash. No,
I do all by hands.
I do
by with my own dolly.
The thing that I'm getting obsessed with is finding the right
temperature.
No, it's finding the right
washing
soap.
Machine?
Shut up! But, do you know I hate that? It's finding the right soap powder or the right smelly thing. That when you put your clothes on, you go, "Oh, it smells so lovely." It smells, and I'm experimenting with all sorts of different smells
products.
And products.
You haven't tried that new one then. Lenore, it's lots of little balls and it's in a big...
Yes, I've tried that. It's all right. It didn't make me go, "Oh my God, that's amazing."
It's supposed to last for a week.
Oh, is it? No.
Should we talk about cars, Carl?
Yeah. You know when we talk about cars?
Yeah, I know you've glazed over as well. Yeah, so that was my day. I've just been doing laundry. And I know we've discussed this before, why is there always an odd sock at the end of it?
I know.
And it was your odd sock this time.
Yeah.
Why? Do you think all the washing machines have got backed up with a load of socks?
I think it's a gateway to a parallel universe where all the single socks go.
Yeah.
Mary.
Oh, dear. Oh, Mary.
Oh, Mary's ringing.
I'm here with the chaise lounge at the moment.
Right, let's have a look then. Let's have a look
at it. And then also, it's really cosy as well.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. Don't try and make me laugh. I'm trying to be serious right now.
Oh, sorry. It looks really nice, actually. It looks lovely.
I've got an offer for this lovely gentleman to hold the phone, and you can see how it looks. Right?
Okay, let's see you. Hi there. Hi.
So turn the phone around.
No, I've got to turn it round.
Yeah, like that. There you go.
Hiya. Hello.
Hello.
We're moving, and we've got hardly any bit left.
Yeah, no, they're moving house.
So right.
Upstairs, what my son called the penthouse.
Yeah, the penthouse with this lovely little area of loveliness. So,
right.
No,
can they take a picture of you then, of it, or is it all messed
up? No, do you know, right, okay, do you want to have a full seated view?
Let's have a full seated view, Mary.
I'll go over here. It is a beige chaise lounge, and it's got a nice pillowy, it's very, very fluffy and pillowy.
You sink
into it. Sink into it, yeah. And it's got wood underneath it. It's very cosy. It's very lovely.
And it's on wheels.
And it's on wheels, yeah.
Oh, it's on wheels. That's excellent.
There's no pressure to decide.
All right, love.
Okay.
Thank you so very much. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye,
Mary. See you in a minute. Bye.
What a sweet man.
Oh my God. Do you know what? I think that'll look great in the summer house.
Yeah, they will.
Anyway, moving on.
How was your day, Angela?
This is Glenn.
How was your day, Angela?
He's losing the will to live.
Well, I've been doing a lot of planting, as you know, Ideal World Plants. Garden Bargains, it's called. Saturdays and Sundays. Lovely.
Garden Bargains.
She's obsessed.
It's so good. It really is. Anyway, so I've been doing quite a lot of planting myself and repotting. So I've been busy doing that. My begonias and my the other ones I've just mentioned. What are they called, Yvette?
Snapdragons?
No.
Geraniums.
The geraniums. I've got some... what do they call those little yellow flowers that I like to get every year?
Fucking hell.
Yeah, they're coming. And I've got to
anyway, Mum, that's lovely. Yeah, yeah. And
I've
moving
got to
on.
Wait for Richard to come home to plant my tree.
That's exciting.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, you asked me what I'd done, and I'm telling
you. Yeah, but
you.
It's like a rhetorical question. No one wants to get off
that. Well, that's what happened.
Well, that's very nice, Mother.
Very nice
indeed.
But this is going, isn't it? Look.
What?
My finger.
Going where?
Oh, yes, it is. Dupuytons.
Getting Dupuytons.
His other finger. We need
to see that there.
Oh, yeah.
That one's starting to go. It's this one that's swollen up. Mm. That's now, if I'm flattening it, it's starting to go.
Oh, yeah.
You've had the ops for it, though, haven't you?
This one here.
Yeah.
I had the operation from the greatest the surgeon, hand surgeon we have in the UK.
And that's what it is.
And so he did it.
Oh, that's moved.
And then I woke up and it was still like that. So he did a good job on that. Oh, basically, no one at home could see, but it's...
I've never noticed that about you before.
Exactly the same. Well, it's every time I do...
well, wash your face for a start.
If I'm doing anything, like on... My fingers are always bent.
Yeah,
if on camera or anything, my fingers, this side will always be bent. So this one will always be bent now.
You have to be careful, though, don't you, when you're washing your face.
Get your fingers stuck up your nose.
You wash your face really quickly.
Oh, Maggie. I've poked myself at Aisha's opener up to a cup of tea. Watson, get down. All he's interested in is her foof.
I know,
get down. Glenn.
Sorry about that.
I don't know. We're still on the show.
We'll segue back into it.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, we're back into it. How was your day?
She's done that.
Have I done tennis?
No, that was
that was last week.
Oh my god, I'm getting myself into a bit of a pseudo. No, I've done washing.
Oh, washing, yeah.
Yes,
right.
I have. Sorry. I've done mine.
You want to throw mine?
Yeah. How was your day, Carl?
This is actually to counteract the washing, really, because I went to have a look at a car.
Again?
This was
one that's past its MOT.
No, this one won't. Actually, no, it will need an MOT. It's a Mark 1 Capri.
Is it really?
Yeah, I want to have a look at a Mark 1 Capri.
They've got long bonnets, haven't they?
I didn't know you liked Capris.
I'm after a classic car.
But a Capri?
It's a modern classic,
isn't it?
Oh, they're
just beautiful.
I
wasn't a great fan of the later ones because they've shortened the bonnet and...
Yeah.
But the earlier ones, I mean...
I just think Adele Boy.
No, the early ones, they're like the Minder...
No, even before that, because that was a Mark II or III, the early ones, which were the based on the Mustang America. Because Mustang sold like a million cars in a couple of weeks. It took a couple of years to sell a million Capris, but they were basically our version of the Mustang.
Do you remember the strapline Ford used for the Capri?
The car you always wanted.
Promised yourself.
Oh, you always promised yourself.
Yeah.
That was,
anyway,
that's
moving
a great
on.
Line.
Yeah, moving on
and
swiftly.
I don't know, because it's either that or I keep thinking of TVRs maybe. But I went to see this Capri, and absolutely beautiful. And obviously, because it's a Ford, it's rust is the biggest issue. Mm. So. But this one's clean as anything. It just, there's no rust. It's
so
been well
looked
after.
Are you going to get it then?
Oh, I don't know. It's just one of those things that...
I can't see you in a Capri.
Did you go to
I can see you in a TVR.
Thing at Knutsford,
no, it's a private sale.
I can see you in a TVR.
Yeah, I kind of... TVRs are nice, but the problem is if... I kind of like that old classic thing, but you just know... Okay, the cars we did in those days, they're just always breaking down. And I know what I'm like. We have... 20 acres full of machinery that's broken down, and I've just gone, fuck it. I've got off, walked off, and got another one. I have, there's
a bit like his wife. Left me for drugs.
Yeah, she broke, got off, moved on.
Yeah,
exactly. In the field.
Exactly. Oh my god. So there we are, all busy doing our stuff. Mother's continually gardening. Agnes is worrying about her tea. She's just chatting away.
Have you done your day?
No, you haven't.
Glenneth, how was your day?
Oh, it was all right.
You sound a bit fed up today.
No, I've got
you sound a bit sort of.
I've got a bit of hay fever, so it's wearing me out a little bit. Yeah,
still,
it's that time of year. Well, it's like 6 weeks of the year, isn't it? It's ridiculous, but it's flaring up a little bit.
Have you not got any antihistamine?
I've taken an antihistamine, and there it gets to the point where hay fever can be so bad it doesn't even take the edge off. Right. So apart from that though, I'm all right. Made the mistake of watching Homes Under the Hammer this morning on the telly, which
that's bad.
Yeah, it is, because you think, oh well, I'll just have it on in the background, and whilst I was having some late breakfast cereal, and then I sat down and watched it, and then of course you've got to watch it to see what they've done to the house that they were featuring in the moment you switched the TV on, and the next thing you know you're watching the entire programme and saying, oh, I estimate this house to be worth at least £175,000 from the original £80 that you bought it for. And then they always say, oh well, I'm disappointed, I always thought it would be worth more than that, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to rent it out anyway. So they always have the same people giving the same kind of responses and stuff. But
the thing I like about that is it used to be one of my favourite shows, and I used to record them so I could skim through all the crap and just go to how much they bought it for, how bad it condition it was in, how much they bought it for, and then you go through to the end and say how much it was worth.
Really wise.
But what I liked was they showed you even the mistakes people made, the ones that bought it for an amount of money, and it just didn't work out. But there was a couple on there, a Scottish couple. I think they were from Glasgow. But the great thing about that is it showed these two young people started off with this, doing a really small renovation, and they kept going back. Obviously, they must have kept in touch.
Yeah.
And they went four or five different properties that they did, but they, you know, sold, invested, and it got bigger and bigger. And the last one was a place in London. And I think they bought it for like £700,000.
Wow.
But it was worth something like, yeah, £1.5 million by the time they're finished with it. And what I loved about it was just these two young people who have pushed themselves into this, and within a matter of a few years, they've actually become millionaires.
Wow. Fair play to them, though, in that case. Yeah. They've worked hard. So there we are. I was sucked into Homes Under the Hammer this morning.
There we are.
So you were sucked this morning?
Yeah, I was sucked in this morning, yeah. Mm.
Mm. I've never watched that programme. And for those of you who've never seen it, I wouldn't bother.
That's the last... You could have got a job presenting that.
It's all right.
You said you'd like to... I can't... Ooh.
Amazing.
So hey, there you go. Have you got a shadow or a line or something's up to your nose, Glenn?
Really?
It's a shadow. It's like you've got like an alien line.
Is it coming from the mic stand?
Right down your nose. You look like you've got a scar running right down the middle of your nose.
It's a weird way of injuring yourself.
Maybe you really are
Maybe he's an
alien.
I tell thee. Shall we have a look at Correspondence Corner?
Let's do that.
Where's Will?
Shall we ring him up and see?
Yes.
Shall we ring him up and see, just very quickly, let's see if he is available to take the call, because it's, yes, he'll be up now. It's Will, everybody!
Yay! Hello.
Do you want to introduce us to Correspondence Corner live from LA?
Okay, everybody, so this is Correspondence Corner live from Hollywood, California, Los Angeles. And it goes something a little bit like, Correspondence Corner, another message from another caller. Correspondence Corner, another message, and I fucked it.
I will leave that in.
That's hilarious.
That's it. We'll go now, darling. We love you.
Love you,
man. All right, love you too. Have a good evening.
Love you. Bye.
Take care. Bye bye.
Nice to hear his dulcet tunes and tones.
It certainly is. Would you like to do the honours of the first email for Correspondence Corner?
Hello. Now, this is from, just trying to, oh my goodness, this is a very long one. Robert and Suzanne. Hello, you lovely people. Not emailed for a while, but thought I would say hello. I know you can't read all the emails out on your wonderful podcast, but that's fine. I'm just rewriting to say thank you to the trio of three and others. Miss all of you around the table. You have been a gem throughout the past year. It's been shit, and to hear you going through it too makes us all feel like we're not alone. My beautiful fiancé... It says have COVID in the new year, and it was incredibly scary. Not no fear like it. She's okay now, still struggling with fatigue, but getting there. Hearing all of you and the brilliant friendship that you have is wonderful. Podcast 55 was a gem as ever, and I did giggle at your joke, Glenn. Very good. Just for you, really, because I know Yvette hates them. I love them and hope you bring back shit jokes. Well, I flipping well don't. Here we go. And they've actually put a joke in.
Have they? Right, go on.
Three men at a pub are talking about their pet names for their wives. First man says, I call my wife Robin because she's loyal and friendly. Second man says, I call my wife Wren because she's small and petite. The third man says, I call my wife Thrush. The others turn to ask why. He simply replies, because she's an irritating C-U-N-T. We love your podcast and I'm glad you still do them. Maybe Reg can have a bigger part. Maybe do a whole podcast with him. Maybe even with the celebrities. You know, do a celebrity reading or a most haunted crew member. Just a thought. Keep up the great and fantastic work. If you ever come down to south to Colchester area, it would be great to come to a live show or a most haunted experience. Once again, thank you all for it, and a bag of cheesy balls, a glass of wine and a finger. Oh, and I'm with you. It's creme de menthe. Say it as it's spelt. Anyway, stay safe. Kind regards, Robert and Suzanne. Thank you.
What a great email. Thank
That's
you very much
lovely.
Indeed. Comprehensive listing right there. Thank you very much. There's another one here, which is from Chris Homer. And a pet, which they're going to divulge the name of in this email, as I recall. It says, hello everybody, I've just finished listening to podcast 55. Can't believe my email got read out. I almost spat my dandelion and burdock all over my computer.
What a great drink, dandelion and burdock.
Best with fish and chips, I think.
Do they sell that at the fish and chips?
There's vinegar with that.
Yeah.
But not on the fish and chips, obviously.
Burdock.
Yeah, but there's a fizzy drink to have with fish and chips. I do like a cup of tea with fish and chips. But
yes.
If you're outdoors and you're getting a cold fizzy drink with your fish and chips, it has to be a dandelion.
Well, I shall try that.
Yeah, it's the law.
It is the law.
It's amazing. Yes. Anyway, I almost spat my dandelion and burdock all over my computer. Anyway, I wanted to send you a little life development. 2 days ago, I went to my local dog rescue centre looking for a new little fur baby, and there I found a beautiful half Alsatian, half Labrador. At first, when I saw this, I actually thought it was going to go to the lines of it'll rip your arm off but bring it back. But that wasn't the case. Because I knew she was coming home with me. It's only when I got up nearer to her that I noticed she was blind. As I've had blind dogs before, I knew I could save her, or rather, we could save each other. So as I type this email, she's curled up, and I couldn't be happier. And my other dog, Meatball, who is deaf, what can I say? I'm a sucker for an underdog. Yeah, adores her too. What did I call this beautiful girl, I hear you ask? Well,
Did you call it?
Well, with the podcast fresh in my mind from the previous day, and having sat and chatted and listened to Carl on his Thursday chats, I decided to call my beloved new fur baby, Beatty.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Do you know what a lovely thing to do? Not Beatty, but to take on dogs, especially one that one that's deaf and one that can't see. I think it's absolutely lovely.
Fantastic. Mm. I just thought I'd share the news and hope that Carl likes having something so precious named after him.
Yes, I also wanted to
quickly mention the remark you made last week about how you have no idea how the podcast helps people and that you were just three people sat in a room. On a personal note, to me, the podcast is going out to the pub to see my friends when I just can't muster up the energy to courage to actually go out and see my friends. So whether it's Most Haunted or the podcast, it will always mean so many things to so many people. I'm sorry it's such a long email. I hope it finds you well, happy, and pissed on toffee vodka. Lots of love and light from Chris Homer, Beatty, and Meatball. So there we go.
So Chris.
What a lovely email.
Thanks, Chris. It's nice to get people's emails.
Absolutely lovely. It is. Keep emails coming in, by the way. It's hello@anytimepodcast.com.
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 Time is ticking away on our delightful podcast, and it brings us rather nicely to
Jenny's.
Shall we phone the travel agent?
I think we should, because it's becoming more and more popular, this.
Yes.
More and more people are emailing and asking for...
Yeah, complaining that they took our advice last time. Yeah. Still aren't home yet.
Hello!
Yay! Hi, Jenny! As everybody's sort of getting out and about, we're all wanting to go and travelling around the world, go on holidays, we're all very, very excited... So we thought, who could we talk to that has such a knowledge of the world, who used to be one of the best travel agents in the country? And that, of course, is Jenny Bryant. And she's with us now. So we asked you last week where, you know, you would advise people to go. And you mentioned Ibiza, sort of nice Spanish places. Is there anywhere for more sort of far-flung, more exotic that you could recommend?
Well, when I was a travel agent, I did once send someone to Australia. They did actually want to go to Austria, but they were all right. I got in a little bit of trouble. They hadn't actually stepped on the plane, but yeah, Australia. Australia is a fantastic place.
How long does it take to get there?
It's not that long. You can do it probably in an afternoon.
Really? Are we still talking about Austria or Australia?
Australia.
But
it's
seriously,
really hot there.
How long does it take you to get to Australia?
I'm exaggerating. Probably a little bit more than an afternoon. So you're probably looking at about 5-6 hours.
Okay, then. Wow. Just to confirm, you're not a travel agent anymore, are you, Jenny?
You aren't, love.
Never mind. I've got a question for you.
Go on.
It's more to do with domestic locations, because a lot of people are holidaying in the UK because they don't want to travel overseas for whatever reason. Question is, can you tell me, what is further south? Is it Southport or Northwich?
Right, well, I'm not very good with England, to be fair. I think Southport's on the south coast.
It's a nervous laugh from me.
South, isn't it? Clues in the name, I suppose.
Right, okay, then. Southport's on the south of England, you say?
Yeah.
And it must be next to a port, I'm assuming.
Well, kind of.
Yeah, a big one. Yeah.
Good. I'm getting there.
All right.
But no, I'm not very good with England, to be fair. I'm better further afield, abroad.
Well, I quite fancy going to, like, I love capital cities. So I'd like to go where, like, the Leaning Tower of Pisa would be. Where do you recommend, which country and what do you recommend there?
Where is that?
Yeah.
I'm not very good with capital cities. I'm just trying to think. Leaning Tower of Pisa. I know it's somewhere Mediterranean way. So Spanish way. Is it Spanish French way. Italian?
Something like that, I guess.
Is that wrong?
Well, I don't know, you tell us, Jenny. You're the bloody travel agent.
Well, yeah, I know these things. So yeah, it's Italian, Spanish, French sort of way. That way.
And do you know any foreign words?
Bonjour.
Right, and so do you know how to say hello in Greek?
No.
You know when you say abroad?
Yes.
Is that Yorkshire word for abroad? I can't tell.
Yes, yeah, abroad. Abroad is abroad.
Where's that up?
All right, well, Jenny, thank you. So just quickly before we go, where would you recommend... Like you say, and you have said Australia. Anywhere else, just before we go?
I quite wouldn't mind going somewhere cold. So up north somewhere. As soon as you hit Scotland, it does get a bit colder. But you've got the South Pole and the North Pole. So they're quite cold. If you want to see something like polar bears and things, that's a good place to go.
How many polar bears can you expect to see on the South Pole?
Lots of polar bears in the south and the north.
Okay then.
Jenny, can't wait to speak to you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That's Jenny's travel guide. She was a real travel agent.
It's Agnes and Angela's word definitions in Mum's and Words.
Words to your mother's time.
Yay!
Excellent stuff.
Right.
What have we got now?
Would you like to ask the question for this week's word?
I think it's good coming from you, actually.
Are you sure? Would you like to ask the question,
Paul? It's good coming from you, actually.
Okay. I'm going to... Let me put my microphone over to my mum. I am going to, and then I'm going to... That again. Okay, so... Word to your mother this week is... Goats. G-O-A-T-S-E. Goats. What does that mean?
Goats.
What does the word goats, G-O-A-T-S-E, mean?
You see, there's another letter in there, isn't it? It's not like goats.
Goats. Goats.
Goats. Is it another sexual thing?
Is it another? Yeah, is it?
Root? Yes.
Is it? Goats. Goats.
Does it involve two people?
No, it's not the same goats, is it?
Can do, yes. Yes, I would. Well, yes, I would think so. I've never heard of this before, and I have to say, when I found out, I was quite shocked.
I can't see how the word correlates to the...
No.
Oh, it's very, very...
It's a difficult one.
It's not obvious, is it?
No.
Perhaps we should have another one, then.
No, you've got to get this one.
Oh, right, OK, goats.
Is it anything to do with animal goat?
No.
No, because it's a different spelling.
No.
Goats. Goats. Oh, God. Goats. Nothing to, you see, we can't... Because it's not an animal goat. It's
well, you've already found out you can do it on your own, and you could. It's probably going to be done with another person.
Oh, I can't think of it at all without that one.
We know good.
Well, what can you do sexually on your own and with somebody else?
And with somebody else.
Yeah. Tumbleweed going through here, Glenn. I tell you.
Well, it's been a long time since your mum's had anything sexual going on. Even with tumbleweed.
I don't know.
Go on.
When they do...
What? What's that? What's that?
You can point it at me, and you know when they do. What's that?
I think it's a horrible word.
When they have fun on their own, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes. No, it's not that.
Nothing to do with that.
No.
But you can talk about masturbating.
Oh,
women do it too. It's not just a male thing.
Oh, it is. It is.
Women are constantly up there with those two middle fingers.
Oh, yeah. I don't
get
it.
I
can't
believe you've even said that. That's just grim.
Legs are Kim.
No.
Do it on your own. And or with somebody else. It's nothing to do with a goat.
Nothing to do with goats.
I think it would be primarily more done by the gay community with gentlemen.
Oh, we're back to like rimming and stuff.
It's not that, but it's. I wish Mary was here.
Shall we ring her on a chaise longue?
I just can't think of anything that's. Rude.
You can give a clue. Give the mothers a clue.
This might be the effect of when you've used a toffee apple. If you've been listening to the latest adventures of Dr. Driscoll and Miss Tarpley with toffee apples, that will put you down the right road.
Pick it up your bottom.
That was then, wasn't it? Was it fisting? Was it there? Because that's something like an apple, isn't it? Is that are we on the right track?
Keep going.
Is it then?
You're on the right track.
What's happening?
Right. To the area when you're doing these things?
Regardless of what you're using.
Not peeling the apple, are they?
Never mind the apple.
What's happening
to the actual area?
It's getting big.
Right.
So goats is.
Go on, you're nearly there.
But has it still got apple in it?
No!
Forget the apple.
My fist then.
Doesn't have to be a fist.
Elbow.
It's up to my elbows in it.
No!
What do you have to do to be able to get like an apple or a fist in there?
Push it in.
No, okay, but no matter if it's too tight, you're not going to get anything in, are you?
No.
You have to be able to get that in.
Yeah.
So what's that?
I don't know how you would do that, do you? How do you make it bigger?
What's the actual? Oh, never mind.
You'll understand what we're saying when we tell you what it is, but it's to get a fist in there. You have to have already
got a big one. Yeah, but I know.
What is?
Goats.
How do you do that? How do you get a bigger one?
I don't know, do you?
What's the name of the famous toy? A kid's toy.
Armstrong.
It's called
Armstrong.
Something Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong?
Yes. So that first word.
Is stretch.
Yes.
So, an apple.
So no. Goats is.
Goats is stretching.
Stretching your.
Yeah. Anus.
Yes! Yes!
So how do you
now you're back, now you're through to the super match round.
How would you say that then? I've no idea.
You're asking the wrong people.
But I'll stretch it first.
No, there's nothing to do with apples.
Doesn't matter.
There's nothing to do with apples. It's a thing called goats. GOATSE. No, just S-E.
Yeah.
And it means anal stretching.
So you could say, I'm going upstairs to do some goatsing.
Right, okay.
Or let's goats later on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we need to goats. I need to goats because I can't get a fist up
there. So is that then? That is obviously then a real word then, isn't
yes.
it?
Well, do you know what? But I'd imagine, because obviously there are some people who just like things up their anus, and so...
Like Buzz Lightyear's.
Well, there is. I think it's probably something that every person in every walk of life would potentially use.
Well, there we go. Bet you didn't think you'd hear that on Words to the Mothers, did you?
No.
Look at Agnes'
yes,
face!
Why would you want to stretch it unless you were having an apple up there?
Well, that's the whole point.
Yeah. It's like some people would like to stick.
All right, I think okay.
You're not going to drink that bottle now, are you?
They'd have to start with that, but then they'd have to goats up here.
Goats up here.
Goats up here and twist maybe.
Once you get their friends,
that's
just like
right.
at the end.
Yeah. Oh, that's so grim.
Until until the bottle is fully.
Yes, all right.
Put the head of the bottle in, and then you. Just slowly get your magic stamp.
All right, thank you.
Until the whole bottle is
leave
in there.
The Blossom Hill.
I seriously find it intriguing. How would that whole bottle go all the way into somebody? I mean, you're not that wide anyway, are you? Really, if you were a skinny person, come out your back.
There you go. The only reason why we do Words to the Mothers is their reaction. I love your reactions to things.
It's worth it just for that.
But their reaction is the same as mine. When I was doing my research, I mean, God help anybody that finds the history on my phone. But it's just for these words. It's just like, I'm going, oh my God, really? Really? Gosh, you know, each to their own, but. Wow.
It's an education, this programme, if
it
nothing else.
It certainly is.
Now it's time for a game of What's That Noise?
What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? What's that noise? Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
Right, I hope it's nothing to do with goats in.
Let's have a listen to the sound again.
Ooh,
right. Are we any closer to working out what it could be?
Lots of people are going about elastic bands, haven't they?
Yeah, that was last week. Fiona Rudge in Nottingham has sent an email, says, hope you're all well. I love the podcast. It's helped me through some bad times. You put a smile on my face and make me laugh. Just listen to the last podcast. I think the sound is elastic bands stretched over something like a bot. I think did we mention that last time?
Yeah. No, we've had a comb.
No, we had a comb last time.
It's not the sound of elastic bands being stretched over a box, so we can eliminate that from your inquiries.
I get where they're coming from, though, with that, to be fair.
John Starr in the United States.
Oh, lovely John Starr.
Says, oh, and yes, that is my real name, because you were asking if you recall.
That's an amazing name.
That is. That's a proper actor's name.
It is.
Hey, John Starr.
Star.
Just, it's hard. It's
a great
tough
name.
Name, isn't it? It's
brilliant.
Like, you don't mess with John Starr.
You wouldn't change your name, would you?
You wouldn't change your name, no. Mrs. Starr.
My guess for the sound is a jack-in-the-box being wound up. He says.
Somebody else said that.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago, didn't they?
Yeah.
Not correct, I'm afraid, John. Well, thank you for sending your address on again so you can get your...
vagina and tinfoil. Yeah, tinfoil.
John Starr, we're so sorry about your vagina. We'll make sure you get your tinfoil vagina. We promise we will.
Okay, and thank you very much. Keep the guesses coming in, please.
Hello@anytimepodcast.com. That's hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Can you hear a car coming up the drive?
I can hear a car coming up the drive.
More mysterious adventure going our way.
Oh my goodness, what's going to happen tonight? Today? 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 I can't speak. I'm so excited.
The adventures of Mr. Popoli and Dr. Driscoll.
Last time on our highly budgeted Hollywood BAFTA Oscar-winning radio play, we left you on an edge, a knife edge of pure excitement, fear and laughter. Yes, during a well-deserved coach trip to Skegness, a present from Her Royal Highness, you know, Miss Tarpley and Dr. Driscoll discovered the light loafered tour guide Enrique quite dead, his demise caused by a toffee apple inserted into his manly Himalayas. We join our incredible crime fighters on the seafront as the body is being taken away.
I can't quite believe it, Dr. Driscoll. I'm beginning to think we are cursed. Everywhere we go, we seem to trip over dead people.
I know what you mean, my love. Oh, blimey. But in this case, I believe that the toffee apple was meant for my rectolium.
Crying.
Oh, God.
I dare say your behind certainly put the willies up, everyone. It was like a monster possessed, spraying like a cheap B&Q garden hose. Quite a peculiar sight.
Now that I've changed into my linen polyester viscous lineal slacks, I feel ready to investigate Enrique's death. Who could have plunged that apple in there?
I wonder. I say, my love, who's that waving to us from that boat? He looks friendly enough under that black hood. Shall we go and see?
Yes, my love. Let's go. He could give us a clue. Maybe He saw someone running away from the dastardly crime scene.
Ahoy there! I say, can we come aboard?
Of course! Come on to my big, beautiful Bertha. She's a bit big. Not your usual any old shite. Picked her up for a bargain and I only had to give the seller a toffee apple as payments.
Could this orange baboon-faced gold necklace lace buffoon be our first suspect? Get over onto the boat and check him out. Then signal me to say the coast is clear. We don't want to be walking into a murderer's lair, do we?
All right, my love. Do you think there's some pseudo cream on board? My body cheeks are beginning to chafe somewhat. Ironic.
Chronic?
Oh, well, it looks like ironic, doesn't it? I'll do that again. All right, my love. Oh, do you think there's some pseudo cream on board? My body cheeks are beginning to chaff somewhat. Chronic.
Come on, I haven't got all day. There's a car boot on in Rill, and a cheeky Nanamuscori Toby jug's going cheap. A right bargain. Brawn cracker.
Oh, do excuse my thunderous, odious entry onto your Bertha, but my wife insists I check you out before coming on board. There's been a murder, you know.
Quite right. Take a look about and you'll see I've got nothing to hide here. Only cheap, any old crap furniture and oddities. Just go down into the bedrooms and make double sure there's nothing suspicious.
All right, here I go.
Now to lure the boiled bag of his wife on board. After I've had my evil saucy way with Miss Tarpley, I shall murder her and her flatulent seeping husband and toss them off overboard. Come on, Miss Tarpley. Dr. Driscoll has had to use our bathroom. He's quite safe.
Oh, how wonderful. All aboard. I'm so pleased I had the foresight to put my lime green mankini on. Time to let my beauties fly. Coming, coming.
What have our stupid, dastardly crime-fighting duo done? Who writes this shite? They're heading straight into the murdering David Dickinson and his any old shite boat. Will they survive, or will Dr. Driscoll save the day by farting and pebble-dashing the bargain hunter's prize shite dinghy? Find out next week on Miss Tomlin and Dr. Driscoll's Toffee Apple Mystery!
Amazing story!
Well, incredible that poor Miss Tarpley doesn't realise the trap that she's falling into.
No, poor Dr. Driscoll shoved down there with the chafing and of his buttocks. It's really bad, isn't it?
The lime green mankini. I bet her body is actually looked like it's eating it.
Ooh. Like a cheese slicer.
Oh. Oh,
wait on, what's that? Listen.
That sounds like the arrival of a Morris Marina to me.
I'm really worried. My mum can't stand it, can you? She's covering the dog's ears.
That's up for the bad language that registers.
Gird your loins, Agnes. Hold on to your teeth.
Can't go and see that Diddy's all right. Okay, wow.
I sit there with Diddy, and Diddy's fine.
Yeah.
That's all right.
He gets a good deal. Corker!
Champion.
Oh. He's in a good mood.
Hello, everybody, how are you?
He's in a great mood. Rich Corker, everybody.
Yeah. How are you, though?
Oh, well, all right, thank you. How are you?
It's great to see that you're in a happy mood.
I'm over the COVID.
Oh,
I'm over the COVID.
Are you now?
Yeah, I'm over the COVID.
That's it.
So it's fine. How are you?
I'm all right. It's always a pleasure to see you, Reg.
That's good, yeah. So, tell me, how was it last week? Because I was out of it, you remember? I was possessed.
Yeah. And you were on some medicinal medicine, as I recall.
Right. I only have medicinal alcohol.
That's right.
I never have any other.
No.
That would be wrong for my spiritual awareness. Yeah.
How often would you say you have medicinal alcohol, Reg?
I would say if I'm feeling bad, three or four times an hour.
Okay.
You know, to help it out.
Right, and you know, have you had any today?
I've been feeling a bit down.
Oh, have you? Yeah. So you've got, right,
it lifts
yes.
me up.
Yes, I can tell.
I'm not allowed to rill anymore.
Right, oh, really?
Yeah, that
oh,
was right. great. And I had a couple of things cancelled in London, no.
Oh, dear, yeah, I'm yeah, sorry
but,
to hear
But that's
that.
Fine, you know, it happens. You know yeah. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm a spiritual man, Yvette.
Yeah.
I'm a spiritual man.
You are a spiritual are. Man.
Glenn.
Yeah.
I'm a spiritual man.
I believe you, Reg.
And I know yeah. everything happens for a reason.
All right.
A reason.
Now, you're going to do a reading today.
Hold on one second. Could you not interrupt me? I was just talking to Glenn, okay?
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay, you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
You understand the word yeah. interrupt?
I'm not even looking at you.
Right, okay. Yeah. Right, so I say, Glenn, I'm a spiritual man.
Yes, you are. I right, truly okay. witnessed this firsthand. Yeah. So what are you going to do for us today, Reg?
I thought I would just phone someone, or let you phone someone at random, so okay. I can give them a reading to prove... how great I am. Because, you know, I was only on the phone. I can't say who to. It's because it's a secret. But it was one of the royals.
Really?
Which yeah. royal?
Which
I can't
one?
Say. Oh. It was a long distance call, if you know what I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he was saying, he's broken. He said, I can't say who it is, but he said, he's broken. Okay, so his son is actually born from his mother and father
right.
who were married.
Okay.
As opposed to him, whose dad was a failed bar owner from Spain.
Shall we ring somebody up then and you yeah. can give them a reading?
Anybody.
Anyone.
Anyone. All right. Anyone you like.
I've typed in some numbers randomly.
These are some of the fans that email in. Some of you lucky people email in with your phone numbers for just in case you might get a reading from the lovely Reg. So we picked somebody at random
yep.
and here we go.
Let's see what happens here.
Good luck. Hold on
Hope
to
Hope they
you.
Answer.
Bootlaces.
Hello.
Right, hello. Hello, lovely lady. Can
hello
you hear
there,
me?
Reggie.
All right, okay. You know who I am. That's good.
Yeah.
I am the world's greatest psychic. Now, I'm going to give you a reading, love. I don't know nothing about you, do I? And we've never met before, have we?
Never met you, Reg. Never.
Right, okay. So, let us get into a state of spiritual calmness. Okay. We need to be calm together, right? Okay. Relax yourself.
I'm coming.
Don't be dirty, you dirty skank. Right, okay. We need to just relax yourself. Not so much that you shit yourself, obviously. Just relax. Don't piss. Don't fart.
Who told you I did that?
I'm psychic. I fucking know everything. Hey, Glenn,
yes.
radio man,
yeah.
cut that out.
I will, yeah, okay. don't worry, Reg, it's gone.
I start recording. In three.
I'm recording.
Two. Right, you don't need to tell me you're recording, just press the button
you
when I say one.
You just asked me to record, though.
I know, I'm doing a countdown, you yeah, fucker.
But
you want to fucking fight? Do you want... Don't, you come against me. It's not just me you come against. It's every scouser on this planet. Well, in Liverpool.
That, fair enough, I
right,
apologise.
Okay. Start recording in three, two, one.
Recording.
You don't need to fucking tell me you're recording. Just fucking hit the record button.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay, I don't need to know when you're having a piss. I don't need to know when you're drinking a cup of tea. And I don't need to know when you're fucking recording.
Understood.
Right, now, cut that out.
Okay.
Right, I'm a nice guy.
Right.
Okay. Start recording in three, two, one. Okay. Let's get into spiritual awareness. We need to get ourselves in a state of calm.
I'm there with you, Rich.
Okay. Spare me. Come to a spare me. It's me and a lovely lady on the other end of the phone. Come to us. Oh, I can see you spare me. Okay, lovely lady. Empty your mind and think of spam.
My mind's full of it now.
Well, I spare me. Okay, come to us both, spare me. Splatter us with your milky goodness. Oh, I want you dripping down us. Drip down us with your spiritual awareness. Ejaculate your love over us, spare me. Okay. We're there. I feel a connection with your love. I feel a connection. Sperm has connected us.
Oh, God bless him.
Right, okay. Okay. Why? What I'm getting from you. Okay. Right, yes, okay, okay. Right. Okay, yes. He's showing me a place in Cornwall. Okay, it's Cornwall. Right, red. Red. I don't understand. Red what? Red Ruth? Red Ruth? Okay. No red. No red. Ruth! I don't understand. Does that mean anything to no red? Ruth? Ruth? What's that? Your name's not Ruth, is it?
It could be.
Would you just cut for a second, Glenn? Yes. Will you fucking just say yes, you daft cow?
Okay, yes, sake, you daft cow.
I'm doing my fucking best. Fucking hell. Where'd you get these people? All the fucking numbers you got. Have you only got one fucking number? That's for shy people.
It was just picked out randomly, Reg.
Fucking hell. Right, cut that out. Okay, now, I'll start recording again in 3, 2, 1. Hey, lovely lady. I'm getting the name Ruth. Does that mean anything to you, lovely lady?
It does, Reggie, yes.
All right, okay. I'm getting Ruth. That's good. We got a connection. We got a connection. You're a very psychic, spiritual woman. Okay. Right. Nail. Nail. Okay. Thanks, Bam. You're giving me nail. No, it's not nail. A nail. And he's showing me something with no eyes. A nail with no eye. You like a nail, but you don't like the eye. Anal. You like anal. Is that what you're saying? Spare me. Spare me, saying. Okay. Now what I'm getting is dirty anal, dirty anal. Okay, okay. Okay, okay, spare me. It's great. Okay. Now, Ruth, does that mean anything to you? Skank! Skank! Sorry, it's coming through. It's coming through quite a lot now. Okay, I'm getting dirty anal and skank. Does that mean something to you?
Yeah, someone's been telling you, haven't they?
Right, okay, can you stop recording?
Yeah, I'll
just
stop
for a second.
I'll stop.
That was you I hooked up with last night, wasn't it, you dirty cow? Right, next time I'm going to wear a condom. That was disgusting. Right, start recording again.
Recording. 2, 1.
Okay, Ruth. Now, what I'm getting is sometimes you're happy, sometimes you're sad, sometimes you're hungry, and other times you're just not. I guess sometimes you're sleepy and sometimes you're not. I'm getting sometimes you want to do something, other times you just don't. How fucking accurate is that? Hey, how accurate is that? Take that on with you, Ruth. You've just been corked.
Thank you, Rich.
Love and light. Lovely lady, love and light. Thank you very much.
Oh, well done, Ruth. Hi there, Ruth. Did all of that make sense to you?
Of course it did.
Oh, Of course it did. Yes, he knows me inside out.
Oh, does he now? Oh, wonderful. Well, as you said, you've just been corkered, and you have. So thank you so very much. And thank you to Ruth and Reg.
Thank you, Ruth. Thank you, Reg.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow, your psychic powers know no bounds, Reg.
I am good. I sometimes amaze myself for how good I am.
I'm amazed. Always. At you, Reg. You're
Everyone's amazed at me. Stop making it about yourself. Right, I'm going. It's great to see you all.
All right,
Reg. Reg Corker, everybody. That's all we get at large.
Hi, Reg. Hi.
What about that, then?
Wow. Oh, my God.
Turned out nice again, hasn't it?
Reg Corker, Reg Corker, brings love and light to you.
I'm impressed.
Wow.
She was
impressed. The name, right?
The name, yeah. Everything about her.
I think he was in a happier mood.
Oh, was he? Oh, that's good. It's because Reg was in a good mood as well, I think.
Oh, was he? Was he?
Yeah.
Fighting.
He was on
no
form today as well,
yeah,
by the way.
He was, thank goodness.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, yeah.
He's back to his normal annoying self.
Right. Apparently, according to Diddy, they had a right old last week. They had a right old fight.
Oh, I'm surprised. Yeah, did hear as well, didn't he?
There was a strap on used.
Oh, for God's sake, what's going on?
I don't know.
Something's happened to this podcast, this episode.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
Just as well, it's come to an end then.
Yes, absolutely. Until next week.
Emails.
Key emails coming in at hello@anytimepodcast.com. hello@anytimepodcast.com. And please refrain from anything really rude.
Don't.
Honestly.
Keep it coming. Catch you next week.
Lots of love. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Planning on traveling this summer? Make saving at the pump part of your plans with 2x the fuel points from Harris Teeter. It's easy. Download your EVIC coupon, and for every dollar you spend with your VIC card, you'll get 2 fuel points. That's up to $1 per gallon on quality fuel at participating BP and Harris Teeter fuel centers. Download your EVIC coupon today and save money at the pump all summer long with EVIC and Harris Teeter fuel points.
If you have bills and debt piling up, a personal loan through NetCredit can provide funding up to $10,000 to help you get back on track if eligible. Visit NetCredit.com today. All NetCredit loans and lines of credit are offered by a member of the NetCredit family of companies or one of our lending partners. Visit NetCredit.com/partners for more information.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.